Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Can we lift our hands and give God praise? Thank you, Jesus. Come on, lift your hands and pour out incense. Sweet incense. Don't be caught watching around and looking around it at this season. Just offer sweet praise. Sweet incense. Oh, we give you praise. Oh, we bless you. Don't wait for a song. Let it come from the depth of your heart. We bless you, Lord, you are holy, and forever you are God. We bless you, Lord, you are holy, and forever we bless you, Lord, you are holy, and forever you are God. We bless you, Lord, you are holy, and forever you are God. Father, we give you praise.
Yes, Jesus.
Because we are conscious of what you are doing in this season, and we thank you. Because yet again you have gathered your children for an equipping. We ask that this morning your word will go forth as fire, and you will help us again. In Jesus' mighty name. The Lord, a big hand. Now, before you sit down, can you help me honor Pastor Mavis? Amen. Let me say this. Pastor is a very simple man. He's very simple. He's, in fact, if you are not careful, you would maybe, because, you know, God has blessed him with a very young look. You might think he's a jambite. But wait. How many of you are aware that what is operating on this man needs to be researched? We need to research what is working with him. There's something very strong he's carrying. This is an apostle. I don't know. This is an apostle. Let me celebrate him. And bless God for people like him in the body of Christ. He's a breath of fresh air. I know what I'm saying. The breath of fresh air. Pastor, thank you, sir. Thank you. I feel so privileged to be, and I'm saying this as one of those things you have to say when you're on people's foot. No. I don't do anything under pressure. Me, I can be very stubborn. If You are not a blessing to me. I won't lie. I don't have to lie. I don't have to be a sycophant. So that's... I can just go on and teach and just do what I will do and leave. I know I will never come back there. As a matter of fact, only a Pastor Mavis can bring me out to preach now. Pastor Mavis. Amen. And I'm saying this not because I want to say it, because he's a man I hold in so much esteem. I respect him. You get what I'm saying? He's not just my brother and my friend. I respect him. He's a wise man. A wise man. Let me say something in parable. I called a young man in our church. And I said to him, I don't know what you want to do with your life. Because I know you are around, you are done with your service, but I'm not hearing anything from you. So he said, no, actually, God has told me this is my house, I'm to serve here, I'm to do this, I'm do that, everything he has for me is in this house. I said, God has told you. And you kept quiet. That God will use to push you. Does he know? And you'll be there for life. Jesus did not just have favor with God. He had favor with men. It is not enough to be in this ministry. Particularly if you sense that the way God is leading you, this is your house, this is your pastor, you are to pastor under him. He needs to know you and know what God is saying. I just sense the burden to say that. It may be for just one person, I don't know. But a closed mouth is a closed. Father, we ask that every veil covering this particular subject matter will be removed. And your children will see clearly. In Jesus' mighty name. Please be seated. God bless you. Okay. I think I love the sound I'm hearing. I came with the lead pastor of one of our church expression. We call it LA Church. Pastor Jacob Odulami. God bless you, sir. When I saw the theme of this meeting, I started crying to God. Because when someone like Pastor Mavis gives you a theme, you have to pray. So that you can share the same burden. So this is a very serious subject. Davidic priesthood. If we are going to sit down and study the Davidic spirit, it may take an entire year. If we are going to do exegesis on priesthood, maybe we'll do that one for life. But now we have combined the both. So it means there's something that God wants to give you. Now listen, the highest expression of God's grace upon my life is the prophetic. We can switch from teaching to apostolic, then prophetic, depending on your hunger. But if teaching, if you stay with teaching alone, then we'll teach. But if you are hungry, do you understand what I'm saying? If you are truly and sincerely hungry, then there's something for you. Is it clear? Let's turn our Bibles. I would love to show you Ezekiel 34. But before I show you Ezekiel 34, let me take you to Malachi. Malachi chapter number 4. Malachi chapter number 4. If you are there, please say amen. Okay, we have a projection. Okay. Malachi chapter number 4. I'm going to start the reading from Let me start from verse 1. So for the sake of people who are probably just seeing this, you can have a rounded understanding. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wing, in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall, and ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be as ashes under the sole of your feet. In the day that I shall do this, says the Lord. Verse 4. Remember ye the law of Moses my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel, with statutes and judgments. Now, for this to happen, he says, behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the heart of fathers to the children, and the heart of children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. So when you look at this scripture, you say, what does this have to do with David? Thank you. Amen. Okay, just reduce it a bit. Reduce the meat. Okay. Amen. So you ask, what does this have to do with David? Let me help you with a bit of spiritual intelligence. Most times, when God puts his grace, and God forgive me, I forgot to celebrate Mama in absentia. Help me celebrate. We've not met. Thank God. I'll take selfies so I can go and show my wife. Amen. Please listen. Listen to what I want to show you. Most times when God has found a man in a generation, what history has shown us is that the people, their attention is mostly open to the message, the significance, the message, the miracles. The real weight and the full stature of every man is not discovered until they leave the scene. Most times this generation don't discover what they have until either the men are taken off the territory or they are done with the assignment and they leave. Will it interest you to know that in the days of Smith Wigglesworth, they were actually walking around like normal people, yet undiscerned? When Archbishop Benson Dawsa was in Nigeria, many people referred to him as occultic. It is now that there is challenge in our political system and there is no voice that can say, we curse this government, and it is so. They will not say in the days of power in Dawsa, but was he discerned in those days? No. Maybe only a few people have their eyes of understanding opened to see and discern a grace. And the same thing happened with Elijah. The sons of prophets said to Elisha, that do you know? That's a strange one. They were asking a fellow son of prophets, that do you know that God is about to take your master, not our father, from you, not from us. And it was like they were laughing. I could almost imagine the gesture. Okay, do you know God is taking him? Do you know he's taking your master? But what did he call them? Sons of prophets. Elisha said, I know. Hold your peace. Sometimes to carry the grace that is in the house, there are people you must tell, hold your peace. They are wasters of divine resources. They are individuals with discernment. I don't go to anywhere I'm not discerned. That's one of the ways to waste your anointing. Listen, listen. Don't write yet. It's going to be a full story. Just follow me. Do you know God is about to take your master? But Elisha, how did Elijah pick Elisha? God said, anoint Jehu. Anoint Elisha. Anoint Azariah. Elisha as prophet in your stead. He didn't get that. Come. Do I have anything that looks like a mantle here? Anything that looks like a cloth? Something, something. Don't worry. It doesn't matter. Don't just bring it. I'm glad it's even from people. So, no, I need something longer. Oh, thank you. This looks like something from Israel. This is what it used to look like on them. God said, go and anoint this guy as a prophet in your stead. Listen, though. What God has said, he has said. The form it will take, it depends on the personality of the fellow who is carrying it. You don't understand. Just like being in school, there are lecturers you don't like because naturally they look like sadists. What they know. Whether you receive or not is your business. To insist that Mr. Oni must be jovial also is a way to fail. That God has anointed me, he has. But what flows through me? It depends on the kind of person that I am. The man carrying it can deny somebody access to it and God will say it's okay. That's his temperament. And that's why, if you are going to carry what a man is carrying, you don't just relate with the grace, you relate with the personality. Okay. You must be emotionally intelligent. You see, to like the anointing and despise the person is to be a joker. All Elijah did, when God told Moses, speak to the rock, he hit the rock. Did God complain? He complained. God said, go and anoint this guy. What would you expect? He will carry the oil like Samuel and pour it. You know what he did? He just got there, saw the guy plowing, and just carried the mantle, and just put it there, and left. Oh, God, did you? Please stand up, my friend. When he left, because if we do a lot of investigation as to the reason why Elijah had this approach, it is because the sons of the prophet were not serious. He was not ready to waste his time. if you are pursuing something in an environment where people are careless what you are pursuing, don't be angry when you are first counted as one of the rest. You will have to prove that you are different. Do you understand what I'm saying? Am I going too far?
So he put it there and just left.
I have put the mantle on him. Whether he likes it now, he's going to function as a prophet in my stead. That is, when I leave office, is the next. But it does not necessarily have to be as powerful as I am. You can be a pastor in the stead of your pastor. Oh, I'm leaving this city. Be a pastor. Yes. But are you carrying it? Being called to come in the stead is a matter. Carrying it is another journey. Yeah, you don't understand. Huh? So just put it on him and just left. It was the guy that knew the meaning and ran after him and said, please, permit me to go and burn this thing. He went to burn all the yokes of his oxen and burn the bridges. Then followed him. No word. In fact, when he came, he said, what do I have to do with thee? That's his personality. And that could have been the reason why the sons of the prophets don't like him. Please sit down. I finished on campus with a 4.89 GPA. Now listen. I'm not saying this. Listen. I'm telling people that you don't need to know book to finish well. You just have to have sense. There are lecturers that will come and take certain courses. And you are like, is it that you want us to fail? Speak louder. Talk to us. Are you angry with somebody? One time I read for an exam, I read and wept. Ah, this thing is not entering. I go to class the following day. Everybody were saying, Lazarus is the one. He has no, so yeah, better let him teach us. If he doesn't know it, who can know it? Eh? As you have said, so is it. When they agreed about that, the next time I sat with it, it came. Do you get what I'm saying? Sometimes in the first 2 hours of reading a lecture, a note, what you are saying is, Mr. Dr. Akinlabi, I love you. Dr. Akinlabi, you are a good man. That's reading. Because if you hate the personality, you can't carry what he carries. When you get to class the following day, and everybody's saying, this man, why is he always like this? For the fact that you have something you are pursuing, you can no longer join them. Do you get what I'm saying? I was telling those in my house, I said, I can't pretend that I'm actually not feeling the impact of Nigeria's bad economy. I'm not. But I will begin to feel it the day I start joining them to say, look at the cost of bread. Look. I can't pretend that I'm not feeling it. That was good. So it was an environment where honor was lacking. And the approach of the prophet has changed. He wanted to leave. Before this time, he was ready to leave without anybody in his stead. He told God, kill me now. He told God, I'm going to leave this thing. It was God that said, no, wait. What you carry, you are Elijah. But from this tree, three years can come. A prophet will come in your stead. A king will come. Do you understand what I'm saying? Meanwhile, the man is man. You don't understand what I'm saying? In Eli, God had a priest. In Samuel, God has a priest and a prophet. In David, he had a priest, a prophet, and a king. When this anointing are rightly received, different pouch will be coming out. That's why you can see that in Pastor Mavis, we can have a pastor, we can have a relationship expert, we can have an apostle, you can have a lawyer. How are you doing it? Listen, it is because he has successfully received from somewhere. That's part of the conversation I'm going to have with him after I drop mic. What is your secret? Do you understand what I'm saying? When our church started in Ibadan, we started at my dining space. So I tell people that as at January 2020, our overall attendance in church was still, if we see 13 people, we are happy. Because God said, leave if you and come. So it was my dining space that we used. Lockdown came. Some things happened. If an average believer asks me, what changed? I'll say it's the grace of God. But when we are talking, I'll say, actually, bye-bye. We met so and so person. He showed us this. Anybody you ask, what is the secret? And say, grace of God. You don't have access to the person yet. When you enter another door, they will now tell you, sit down. Actually, that grace of God enabled us to do certain things. Sit down. You know, sometimes I see people that say, they are done with camp. God is saying they come and do ministry in Ibadan. And scarcely will you find one person who is asking questions. What changed? You've only spent 2 years plus here. How come this? And when people are not asking questions, they are not preparing for the future. They are not. So God said, anoint this guy. He put the mantle and he left. And finally, when they began to ask, do you know God is going to take your master? They went through different routes. It was at the tail end, Elijah now looked at him. What do you want that I should do for you before I am taken from you? He didn't say before I'm taken from all of you. Before I'm taken from you. And he said, I want double portion of your spirit. What? He said, I want double portion of your spirit. Elijah said, you have asked for a hard thing. Because he knows the price to get this one portion. So, how do you want to get through impartation what came through practice? What came through practice? Because what many people think is that one laying on of hands can give you everything a man is carrying. It's not true. In fact, what impartation will do is that it will set you up. Impartation is a setup. Let me quickly explain. I love this explanation because nobody will come and disturb. Please come and play. Let me explain. If you come and say, sir, I want everything within you. Let God give me. Hey, now take it easy. You have been set up to pass some quick tests. It may take this man space of 10 years to pass it. You have to quickly pass it in like a month. So you can notice after impartation, your life turned upside down. You don't believe. What confronts that kind of grace has seen you? And we need to quickly check you out. And you must pass. I'm telling you, your trouble can start after a major impartation. So sometimes, just know your level. And say, pray for me, that the grace of God will be sufficient for me, sir. And do you understand? You know, people joke a lot. I see a man like Pastor here at the way and say, Baba, if God can, I want God to give me everything that makes you, you. Because people don't understand that the oil, the juice that comes from that olive comes from the crushing of the olives. Comes from the crushing. A young man came. He was on campus. He came, knelt down. He was crying. "Please, sir, please put your hands, lay hands on me. Everything God has given you, I want it." I said, "Number one, if I pray for you the way you are asking for, then you will not be able to get any job anywhere in life." He stood one leg up. It is not that they will not employ you, but that thing will not let you rest. He wants to boss. Hey. So he said, "I want twice as much." Now, is it a crime to ask for twice as much? No, it's not. In fact, where I'm pushing you to is that you ask, but you're not asking the right way. Is that okay? What did Elijah tell him? He said, "What you have had is a hard thing." He said, "However, if you can see me when I am being taken off, then you shall have it." What's difficult in seeing you? This is both of us. Even if I'm not looking at your direction, my subconscious is looking at it. You don't think I quickly look at you. So, how do you say it's a hard thing that you say the way to this is if you can see me? You know, when a spirit is talking to you, it's a very serious matter. That's how the angel asks Jacob, "What is your name?" Do you know the meaning of that question? Shebi, you are the one that told Isaac that you are Esau. "What is your name?" He said, "I'm actually Jacob." "Your name will no longer be called Jacob." That day, that singular question killed lies in him. So when he said, "If you can see me," he said, "Okay." And the Bible said, as they both went on and were talking, suddenly a chariot separated between them. There was no discussion when the people inside said, "Enter." It was just on the chariot. Then Elijah looked. What the sons of the prophet have been saying is, "Your master, my father, you are the chariot of Israel. Israel has survived because you carry them on your wheels. You are also the horseman." Then the mantle dropped. He got a revelation of his person. "My father, the chariot of Israel." That was his spiritual signature. That's who he's always been in the spirit. And the horseman, the mantle dropped. And he picked it up. And when he got to Jordan, the Bible said he smote Jordan with the mantle and said, "Where is the Lord God Elijah?" And the river opened. Why am I sharing this story? One of the things that will need to happen, or let me tell you this first. The reason why it is important that the spirit of a man, by that I mean the mantle, is trapped and is wielded by people, is because In fact, it is not just, please follow what I'm saying. It is not just enough that the people are able to carry the spirit. It is important they are able to carry twice as much. Because darkness is going to keep getting thicker. And those dimensions are still required to combat what the devil wants to do. If you get out of your seat and wants to confront the devil of your own generation with something, with a well that you are the one digging, you will die before your time. But there is a water the fathers have dug. We must find it on time and drink of it. What I'm saying, is it too deep? What I'm simply telling you, for Elijah to succeed, it will need the spirit that has. And that's why that's that same grace, there was no fulfillment. God still said, Elijah is so important, before the coming of the great day, I will still send Elijah again. And then now he came as John the Baptist. But he came in the spirit, the method, but he didn't come in the power. So they cut off his head. He said he will come in the spirit and in the power of who? Elijah. The spirit in the style, in the method, in the consecration, in the power, in what? The authority. You need both the spirit and the power. Now, how many people in the entire Bible did God ever mention that he will bring them back? Because there's a need for fulfillment. Elijah is one, David is another. David is the second. And that's why this is, we have seen the fulfillment of the Elijah grace in John the Baptist, but not really fulfilled, because that grace combines the apostolic and the prophetic. Now we are seeing that fulfillment as the end time move. Somebody is not catching it. He said before Jesus comes, we're going to see the movement, the Elijah movement again. The apostolic and prophetic movement is going to come. But that's not the only one that should come. David also should come. David also should come. And the fact is that we are paying so much attention to the Elijah, the apostolic and all that. But somehow we are missing that there was something on David that without it we can't navigate this troubled water. And that's what I want to show you. Ezekiel 34. Please be seated for a while, my friend. Ezekiel 34. Now, before we read this scripture, the question is, who was David? Because if we begin to investigate into who this guy was, it didn't make any sense that 75% of the prophecies about the Messiah, death, birth, before birth, life, death, resurrection, and the second coming was captured by David. What? What kind of a man is this? What kind of grace? You just see David, oh David, the sweet psalmist of Israel. David this, David that. So you could understand when David was going in to Bathsheba, how pained God must have been that David, do you know who you are? What kind of a 17-year-old boy will come to a military camp and see a man who has been fighting from his youth and say, allow me, I will kill him? I say, David, is this your arrogance? Say, no, allow me. He kept telling everybody, leave me with this guy. Do you understand what I'm saying? You don't understand what I'm saying. Imagine, how many of you have younger brothers? Give you an example. Younger brother at age 5 was telling your dad, say, if you mean again, bike on a wheel. Leave me, let me teach him a lesson. If you're wondering, is this a joke or what? Is this a joke? Eh? They play, Abby. The news came to Saul. Because Saul already knew him. He's been playing for Saul since the day he was ordained. Saul tried to say, see, you can't do this. David said, sir, I didn't tell you this. When I was keeping my father's sheep, a lion came and a bear. I took the sheep out of the mouth and I killed them. Meaning that I don't have a record of losing anything. So if I can risk my life for a sheep, how much more Israel? Allow me with this guy. Saul looked at him, and said, you know what? Wear my coat, wear my armor, and go. He wore it, he said it's too heavy. He said, please sir, I'm coming. Let me use what I know. He didn't go to carry a sword, not a javelin. He went to bring a catapult. Listen. When Goliath saw him, Goliath said, am I a dog that you send this one to me? Am I a dog? Goliath was so offended, he began to curse him in the name of his God. And we now saw that David did not just know how to use a stone and a sling. He had a revelation. He had studied something. He said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? If he's not circumcised, he's not under the covenant. If he's not under the covenant, he may be wearing helmets and breastplates. He's not covered. Even a catapult can bring him down. But there's a need for a man with audacity. And God was happy that at least somebody. Do you know anybody who had that revelation could have killed Goliath? And David came out. So he knew that guy was as good as dead. He threw his sling, the stone came out, hit his forehead and sank. And this teenager went over him and cut off the head. It up. That was the resume of David at 17. Meanwhile, between 12 and 17, in his record also includes killing lion and bear. You know the story. He never had peace from then. Saul wanted to kill him by all means. But we now saw something very strange. That this guy does not just have the grace to defend the nation. In 1 Samuel 22, we saw, can you project that scripture, 1 Samuel 22, we saw something very, very strange. Just follow me, please. Do they project scriptures with this? Okay. 1 Samuel 22, let's start from verse 1. Okay. Can you take away the background? There's too much noise there. Okay. Yes. Now look at it. David therefore departed thence and escaped to a cave called what? Hadulam. And when his brethren and all his father's house heard it, they went down thither to him. Yes. Look at verse 2. Everyone that was in distress, everyone that was in debt, everyone that was discontented gathered themselves to him and he became a captain over them. And there were about 400 men. How can a man who is on the run captain 400 people? Look at that. Because you guys, I'm trying to not make it about ministers. If this was a church, you will see that there are ministries now, and I love the body of Christ, but I say this in all humility and honesty, that they wait for other ministries to raise people. Then they use them. Because there's no grace to raise men. We have developed strategies for some kind of people. But there is also the need for a grace that can bring men out of Egypt.
that it doesn't matter what your family trajectory is, just come. There is something upon this house that can turn distressed men to mighty men. It's a Davidic grace. The house of David is the house of strength. It is the house that men get stronger and stronger. The Bible says that the little among them shall be as mighty as David, and the house of David as the house of God. It is a house where none is feeble. It is a grace radiating from a man. This anointing must be called back. That when people who are chronic fornicators come by the virtue of the oil that is oozing, the passion they desire for it dies. The guy just, I only attended one service in that church. And I've not, are you following what I'm saying here? While I was on campus, I did it. We had a crusade and a girl gave her life to Christ. I didn't know her. And she gave her life to Christ according to her custom. Once you accept Christ, we get you baptized in the Holy Ghost immediately. But I didn't know that she was the wife, the fiancé or the girlfriend. Let me use your girlfriend of the head of cultists in that, on that campus. She was. So after that encounter, she just went back to him and dropped all that he has with her, yes. And then she left and said she's done. So the guy went to investigate and heard that there was one pastor that has collected his babe. I didn't collect his babe. I gave her to Jesus. And the girl became very, very active in the church. So they said they would deal with me. So they came to, I was in church ministering like this, when they just stormed the church and they held my trouser and came to drag me out like this. One was saying, I will quack you. Drag me out. Our church was a building story. They dragged me through the stairs and they surrounded me. And I was seeing one flash me is gone. Like this. Showed me. Every member ran out of church. And they were looking from the... Even our assistant pastor did not come and beg. And the guy... Are you following what I'm saying? The guy held me like this. And one was dragging my tie. But I didn't know why, I just couldn't stop laughing. I was afraid, but I couldn't stop laughing. So the guy said, look at this idiot. In the laugh. Me too, I was confused. Because I didn't know where the laughter was coming from. Then the guy began to push me. Why you laugh? Then he moved to, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I'm not, God forbid I will add a thing to it. Before our very eyes, it broke out in tongues. Now, wait. I'm not saying this so you can, wait. Here is a testimony. All the guys that came that day are now pastors. All. So what we did on campus was not just that we stopped cultism, they came to our side. That's the Davidic grace. So why can't you hold this meeting? You know, cultists on campus, with that grace, let them come. They'll be implicated. Saul was on his way. He sent men to go and arrest David. All who came, when they saw Samuel, they began to prophesy. Another set came, saw Samuel, began to prophesy. He got angry and went. He saw Samuel, he prophesied naked all night. When this grace is in a place, it spreads. Do you understand what I'm saying? How do you go to a... It is one level that Elisha will call down fire. It is another level that when you see him, you become a prophet. when you see him. You know, we are in need of graces that can turn weak men to mighty men in the body of Christ. And there are some of you who are seated right now that the trouble, the weakness, the issues you are going through is actually because of the kind of destinies that are wired around your neck. So you have to go through some things on behalf of the kind of people that will rescue. Don't die in the process. Don't give up in the process. The whole thing that some of, listen, when God is configuring a deliverer, his configuration can start from birth. It can even start before birth. You know what I'm saying? It can start before birth. Such that the man, some issues begin to happen in the house. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Listen. Except you want to see practical. Listen. Some issues can begin to happen that this child, the mother begin. Look at Moses. The moment he was giving birth to, a decree came to kill all the boys. Because a deliverer has been born. The moment Jesus was giving birth to, another decree came, kill all the boys. Sometimes some parents are going through divorce and having problems because of the kind of child they are betting. And they are not even aware. Some of you are the problems of your parents. Because what you carry, the devil only checked that environment out. But they couldn't bear it. So in a bit to destroy the seed, problems started for them. But what the devil doesn't know is that the cross is the place of fulfillment of the ministry of Jesus you wanted to kill. So that problem becomes the most needed fertile ground for this kind to emerge. If the princes of this world are, they will never have crucified the Lord of glory. Once you understand this, there's nothing the devil can do against us but for us. The occasions break up, she comes out of it with a lesson. A principal one that will forever liberate girls. You make her to be raped while she's a child, she will emerge with a staff of comfort for those who have been raped. What can we do to destroy these guys? Nothing. Everything thrown at them makes them better. Everything released at them makes them bigger. Could it be that God is configuring something but you are calling it a problem? Could it be that even demons understand what you are becoming? The only fellow who is here to catch up is you. Could it be that you are already a threat? Hence the reason why you are facing what you are facing. And the only fellow who doesn't know that he is a threat is you. Could it be that the devil has seen already that it is not like you will become. It is that you will only manifest what you have become. And the only person who doesn't know is you. A man doesn't become great the day he becomes great. This is David. Please sit down, my friend. Have you ever wondered that why is it that with all the things I'm going through, the moment people just sit beside me, they start sharing their problems. They start talking about what me too, I'm going through my own thing, though. But just when they sit beside me, they start feeling like compelled. They are just telling me what they are going through. They are sharing their problem. There is something on you they see that you don't see. And you will kill it when you decide to focus on your own problem. If you look at these guys, who had the greatest problem? David. He was the only one that was on death row. It is not just anybody that wants to kill him. It was the king himself. If the king wants you dead, you are as good as dead. There's a bounty on his head. Whoever can bring the head of David probably will be promoted to something. So he had a bigger problem. Do you understand what I'm saying? You don't look like you are connected. What should have been the response of David? Leave me on. Me too, I'm facing my own. But he said, come. What? Let's investigate and see
Let me tell you this. One of the ways to check the authenticity. Are you following what I'm saying? Are you following what I'm saying? One of the ways to check the authenticity of a grace is to check what happens to those who stay under the grace. Lift your hands. Can I have someone on the keyboard? Lift your hands. You can be seated, you can, don't worry, you can stand anyhow you want to do it. Lift your hands to heaven. I want you to pray just a prayer. Let my cup be filled to overflow. The cup of your grace on my life. Let it flow. Let it flow till overflow. I'm sensing that there are many of you who should carry this grace. You practically have what it takes to turn that family around. The reason why you were trusted with that battle is because it takes a man like you for God to trust with it. It takes someone that God can trust to have the kind of situation you have. Lift your hands. Fill my cup, Lord. Fill it, fill it, fill it, fill it, fill it. Fill it. Shakata balakatesh. Ariana makatesh. Different devokoshe. I don't want to be a waste of grace. Fill my cup. Shakata balakatesh. Rende kabalai. Gabru rende kapila. Shele roko shente roko. Adaba orun sokale. Kowa bewaro. Emi orun sokale. Kowa bewawo. Rojo ibukure. Lewa ni ori. Leyi pade wa yi. Je kariyo ki a to lo. Emi orun so kale. Ko wa de wa ro. Emi orun so kale. Ko wa be wa wo. Rojo ibu kore. Lewa ni ori. Leyi pade wa yi. Je kariyo ki a to lo. De Capran de Cabalatai, Shade Cabish. I want to carry the fullness. The fullness, the fullness. Not a part, the fullness. Oh, Shala Catabalada Bacate. Renemos, Shekele Batai. Oh, lande kabala bokombre tika palu sukande mokobrati. Emi onuso kale kwa bewaro. Emi onuso kale kwa bewawo. Rojo ibu kore lewa ni ori leyi pade wa yi je kariyo katolo sele kaba da prende kebish. Amen. Amen. Sit down for a minute. Just help those under the anointing. Shaka frande keretish te krende rokoshe. Rende kerokoshe de rokoroko. Muwa wo yara baralo chesu. Bewa wo yara baralo. Bewa wo yara baralo chesu. Bewa wo yara baralo. Yara bara to mu adeboye wo. Yara bara to gbe baba lo lawo lo. Wa mu awo yara bara lo. Sekete roko stifen de roko. Amen. 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 Let's help them. Now, if you look at that scripture, 2 Samuel chapter number 23, turn your Bibles there. Be very sensitive to the move of God's Spirit. Second Samuel 23 from verse 8. 2 Samuel 23 from verse 8. There are people here that the grace on you is the grace to convert people from ordinariness into mighty men. And listen, the reason why you go through the things you're going through, don't be consumed by the thoughts of your own problems. In the midst of it, God is yet trusting you with men. Say, but my own challenge is much. In fact, I'm having issue with this course now. How come at this point God is still bringing people? Stay. Stay. It's a grace. And it is crying for expression. Stay. Stay. That my own family background is worse on its own. It's terrible enough. How come in the midst of this God? Hey, stay. Just help them. Hey, and this, there's no, God has no concern with whether you have made mistakes in the past, you have slept with a guy in the past, you had an abortion in the past. That is not the business of God. The issue is that you survived it. Huh? You came out. There's something. Just listen. Listen, listen. At what point did this man came to the light of life of David? At what point? When he himself was in distress. When his life was upside down. You know, Pastor Marvin, you know what I found out? Some of the best things that happen to us happen when we are confused. In that moment that nothing seems to be working. That moment. That moment that... I remember I became so depressed. I had to park out of my house to stay with a friend on campus. I had finished 2 years before. I had to move back to campus to go and stay with him. Many of the things happened in our ministry started then. I was living in a house, no roof, just sack, no toilet, no window, and all that. But people would travel from their prestigious schools and come and fellowship with me there. All over. They come. So you wonder, come, I'm in distress, I have my own challenge, yet men can't stop coming. That's the Davidic grace. That's the Davidic grace. That's the Davidic grace. That's the Davidic grace. It's the grace of shepherd. There are some of you here that God is sending on assignment to families, but you didn't have the privilege of seeing a good home. That's the
Davidic grace.
It's the oil. It's not about whether you've experienced, Jacob, come and attend to. Whether you've experienced what God is sending you into or not.
And you know what I found out, Pastor? The mighty men could find comfort in David. Who was David finding comfort in? Only Samuel that he was had died. So you wonder, everybody comes around me, they get comforted. Who do I run to? That's an oil. And it must be discerned. It must be understood. Because in the first place, it is a privilege to be trusted with those battles. It is. One time I was serving in a church as the privileged pastor of that place. Some things happened, internal politics. I was demoted from that and sent to head the toilet washing department. So on Sundays, the same church I pastored, I would now have to be at the toilet with my sleeves rolled. The same church. People came around and said, how come? Why will you? They will shout, do you know the man you are allowed to wash toilet? I say, oh boy, I'm not complaining. Just go. I'm not complaining. Everything about our ministry began to crystallize in that season. In fact, the first set of men we started with, they came around me in that toilet season. The devil doesn't know everything. He doesn't know. There are matters that sons know. In fact, they are the ones who are announcing to the devil. They are sealed matters. He didn't know that Jesus was to die on the cross. He didn't know. He thought it was in the living of Jesus that would destroy him. So let's quickly kill him. He ushered him there. There are many of you, the devil is ushering you into where God needs you to be. He's doing everything fast against you. But it is for you. It is for you. Huh? It is for you. Now from men who were indebted, men who were discontented, men who were in lack. 2 Samuel 23 verse 8. This be the name of the mighty man whom David had. What kind of grace was upon that man? That beggars have suddenly become mighty. And that grace is upon this house. That grace is upon this man of God. People come in their ordinary, they've not discovered their purpose in no time. They are standing tall as men, oh my God, who have discovered and not just are walking in the light of it. But you must submit yourself to be carried by this David. Just help those who are under them. Can I quickly call for a summoning? That there are people here that all you have seen so far is still about yourself. And yet there is more. There is this Davidic grace you should carry. In fact, there are some of you here that you are the one that will later carry your parents. You are the one that will later disciple and mentor them. You are the one that will later change the situation of that home. You've been saying, hey, see, you are no longer permitted to complain about what they didn't give you. Now you have what you have. You are to go back and change the system. Just help out. Shalakati rende kabalatai. Put your right hand on your head. Say, I walk in the fullness of this Davidic grace. I walk in the fullness. I will never be consumed by my own issues. Can I give you 30 seconds? Help him, please. Yende kete tete 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 tete. La tonde credivai.
Oh me, yeah. Oh me, yeah. Mo fe mo ni e ton san tori te wa o mi e o mi e mo fe mo ni e ton san la tori te wa ebi pa mi o mi o le yo o me be mi o
a fu mi lo mi e ebi pa mi o mi o le yo
Help us, Lord. Help us. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Now, look up, everybody, if you can. I have to get out of here now. One of the things God wants to do for you in this season is to reintroduce you to you. He wants to. You can't continue carrying this thing and not know how mighty it is. You can't continue because there are postures you won't take if you have not found out that this is it actually. It's been like this ever since. There are prices you won't pay. There are things you won't do. In fact, there are associations you shouldn't run after that you will run after because you don't know who you are. Veils are falling off. Veils are falling off. Veils are falling off. Men are coming into awareness. Awareness of what has always been. Veils are falling off. So open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart.
I want to see you.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see.
I want to see your face.
I want to see.
To see you highly shining in the light of your glory, pour out your power and love as we
sing holy, holy, holy,
holy. We are the mighty men of this house. Men who are emerging under this David. Men who are finding their places in destiny. Rising under this grace. Lift your hands to God and just soak in.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame. To partner with Flame, kindly make use of these account details. 2215005289 UBA.